Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acilla Wines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. And good morning to all your listeners.
Oh, mate, what a day.
Peter, we're expecting 32 degrees here tomorrow.
Well, turn the stove off, man.
Or maybe it's today, I'm not sure. We've only just passed the middle of winter. Actually, the first day of spring, but from a solstice point of view, of course, first day of spring isn't until September 21st.
Is that a fact?
But astrologically speaking, Peter, Australia is in kindergarten because for some reason they chose January 1 and September 1 when the actual solstice dates are, of course, the 21st of the month. So on the September 21st, the day and night are perfectly equal. And in the rest of the world, when the days and nights are either equal or minimum and maximum are the days that the seasons actually start. So in the rest of the world, nothing will happen, spring-wise or autumn-wise in the Northern Hemisphere until September 21st.
Oh, maybe they're just getting in early, mate, so it'll catch up.
Yeah, no, I think the parliament that sat and worked it all out had never heard of the solstice, Peter.
Maybe they drank too much coffee.
Yeah, I think so. There's no relationship whatsoever to September 1st. But in any case, it is spring here.
Well, mate, you've got to tell two of the rainbow lorikeets that, because I noticed looking out the door yesterday, it was really amazing. I'm sorry I didn't get a camera or a video to take of them. But here are two little rainbow lorikeets doing the mating dance.
They
dance, it's really quite incredible. I sat there and watched it for quite some time, and of course the male's jumping on the female and she's saying, "Get off!" It was amazing, really something to watch.
Yes, while it's spring is in the air, I think Peter is a fairly famous song.
and boy, were they singing it.
Yes, no. Actually, well, it's nice. The weather's been really good for quite some time, but the difficulty is that early bud burst a few years ago was followed by a frost that killed a lot of vines. It didn't affect us. It did affect some people down towards Wollombi, but if you remember the pictures in the paper up around Scone and further inland, there were fields and fields of dead vines.
Yes.
Once they turn brown, that's it for the year. They're gone for the year. So early bud burst is not necessarily good. In our case, we don't have any sap running, but we're still only about 65% of the way through pruning, so we don't want bud burst. We're a couple of weeks away here, but if the weather's going to be 30-plus degrees, Peter, we may not be a couple of weeks away.
So where does that leave you? In other words, you finish up with precisely nothing.
No, it doesn't affect us that way. It makes us like Mexico and Southern California, Peter, and that is they never have a dormancy in their vines, and just before what the official definition of spring is, they go around and they prune everything, but the sap runs all winter. And then the vines start growing again. They pretend they've had a dormancy. And that's why, I don't know if you've ever had any Mexican wine, and it's only 90 cents for a little carton of the stuff. And I tell you, you could bottle it and, buddy, sell it as methylated spirits, I think.
It's don't not light really a match.
Yeah, it's not very good. They make good tequila, Peter, but they don't make good wine, so...
Never mind. Well, yeah. I know where you can get good wine.
That's exactly true. And, Peter, you can get it this weekend. We'll be at the Broke Village Fair, which comes once a year, as you know, on Sunday this year.
Yeah.
We get probably 5,000, 8,000 people, depends on the year, there. It's in Broke, in McNamara Park, massive park. And they have everything for everybody. They always have the vintage car and machinery, the rally, and the many, many market stalls. There won't be a huge amount of wine stalls, but we'll be there, and so will half a dozen others. But there's live music and entertainment. There's for the kids' rocker car racing, there's whip cracking, and there's all sorts of tumbling type things. So going to be a beautiful weekend, Peter, and McNamara Park's going to be the place to be. It's only approximately an hour from Newcastle, and it is a great, great family day.
Let's see if I can organize some transport, mate. I wouldn't mind coming to that again.
Yes, yes. No, it is great, Peter. And Barb will be manning our stall. I'll be manning the cellar door, but I'll be over in the mid-afternoon to help her. We've been very busy. We had one of our best weekends of the year, actually, last weekend. So people are getting out and about, Peter, because the weather's improving, for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that.
We had a nice fall of rain as well, Peter.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yes, well, you got a lot of it as well, of course, but we got about 25 or 30 mil here. A lot of areas got more, but the beautiful part about it was that it came down over like a full day, you know, maybe 20 hours or 24 hours. So every little drop of it went into the soil.
Excellent. And
yes, we were talking earlier before we went on the war, on the air, Peter. The
went on the war? Good grief, yeah. What are you reading?
Went to war. I've been reading a novel.
What have you got there? What are you reading?
I've got it on the brain. No, the most frequent vehicle on the road around here has been the water truck.
yeah, that would not surprise me.
Well, everybody's run out of rainwater, Peter. It's there's just been not enough, especially for us, because we have so many visitors here. We go through the water fairly quickly. We have a massive tank, big cement one, but we have a lot of visitors, and so we didn't in the first probably 8 years we were here. We probably bought one or two tanks, and this year we've probably bought eight, tanks of water. So it's. Yeah, it's been very, very dry, but it doesn't affect our grapes as much because they're all irrigated from the pipeline from the Hunter. But all plants like rain, Peter.
Yeah.
And constant irrigation without rain makes the roots all grow to where the drip is. And that's not good or healthy for the plant because it's near the surface and it bunches the roots. And we're talking earlier, we've tortured our vines a bit to make them go down to look for water because of, it's a scorched earth these days, Peter. I mean, with heat, the way it's been the last few years, and to get a healthy plant, it's got to have deep roots. And so that's what we do. So we were talking, and I told you I was going to mention on the air, you were talking about the rain, and you're talking about the dust in the air. We were talking about. We're fortunate here because most of the wind is west and southwest, and so we don't get any dust to speak of. But you guys have got the colport. And I was going to tell you the joke about we had a sailboat for some time at the club, the yacht club there on the river across from the colport. And I never forget the first time we hadn't been down for two or three weeks. And the first time we went down, I couldn't find the boat. And I said to Barb, where did we put that boat? I swear it's here. And she said, that's it over there. And I said, no, our boat's white. That's gray.
yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
And that was our boat, all right, Peter, covered in coal dust.
yeah. And you'd find, half the staff there are singing Mammy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's something that we don't like to live with, Peter, but it's a reality, and it's very bad for your health. Yeah. As we did that program on coal dust, children as young as three having cardiovascular deterioration from that live in areas with high air pollution. So it's not good for us. We're killing ourselves off, Peter.
Mate, I noticed that with semi-trailers, when they're moving coal, they actually put tarpaulins over it.
Yeah.
But in the rail transport, for some godforsaken reason, they believe that just watering it solves the problem. Well, I can show them, all the shelves around the windows here. No matter how hard you try, there's this great black mess that gets there. And, unless you clean your bathroom sink and everything, there it is again. Yep. Maybe they should be using tarpaulins as well.
Yeah, it is a problem, Peter. Maybe they just let the thing rattle all the way down and spread the dust all over the countryside on the way to Newcastle.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. I've heard of heating, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Peter, we've got some interesting things to talk about this morning.
Good.
There's been a couple of things I think our listeners can relate to. They've found that people that get flu vaccinations are 18% less likely to die from associated diseases like high blood pressure and things like that. So it doesn't only have the advantage of reducing the I can hear in the background there Bob's yelling at Buddy, so he must be trying to steal the cat's food again.
Oh, no.
But anyway, 18% reduced risk of death due to blood issues, Peter, if you have your flu vaccination. So there's another reason for everybody to have their, and a lot of people had it this year.
And a lot of people didn't. You know, I was talking to them and said, you know, if you had your flu vaccination, oh, no. And you think, what? Well, are you serious?
Yeah, well, here's another reason to have it, Peter. There was another study came out of Ireland, this one. I assume it's in Ireland. No, wherever. Yeah, it is Ireland, Limerick, University of Limerick, have to be in Ireland. They found, this is a massive study, this one, 620,000 patients they investigated, and they found that people with gout are twice as likely to have kidney failure than people without gout.
Unbelievable.
People that suffer from gout, yeah. So could be because gout often comes from drinking excessively. You know, those two could be related. But they say that they've taken out all the fluctuations due to health issues and all the other types of things, you know, the effects of drinking and things. So, yeah, so drought is a drought. Drought may be a pointer too, but gout is a pointer to kidney disease, Peter.
Heavens.
So, yeah, so those that suffer from gout, and I have a friend that suffers so badly for a few days he can't even walk, and then he hobbles with a cane, and then it goes away like, and might go away for a year. And, you know, it goes away, and then it comes back with a vengeance when he gets it. So, and here's another one, Peter. There's lots of things this week that, excuse me, our listeners can relate to. This one came out of the Imperial College just yesterday, on the 2nd. They have found, because the most common form of breast cancer is a positive, which is an estrogen-fed cancer. And the treatment for this cancer, of course, are tamoxifens and aromatase inhibitors, which target the estrogen receptors. Right, to stop the receptors from taking estrogen on board. They have found, they did a study in the lab, and they have found that these inhibitors don't kill the cancer, they send them dormant. And in 30% of all cases, they did this in the lab, these cancers wake up. When they wake up, and in humans, 30% of breast cancer patients, the cancer returns. When it returns, they're no longer effective, those drugs. They get immune to them, okay, tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitors. And so, you know, it can be a long time before they return. I mean, we know people it's returned quickly in a few years, 5 years, and some 20 years. Olivia Newton-John, of course, is a case, and you know, she's had breast cancer for over 25 years, so and of course she's quite ill now, but and so this this is interesting because it's a short term solution for a lot of people, but when they return, they're immune to these drugs. They don't work anymore, so it's a serious issue, I think, medical profession's going to have to deal with. Got to find some other way, Peter.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all right to send them to sleep, but they need to get rid of them.
Yes, exactly. That's the problem. I'll read exactly what they said. In the study published in the journal Nature Communications and funded by the Cancer Research UK and the Imperial Biomedical Research Centre, the team studied around 50,000 human breast cancer single cells in the lab and found that treating them with hormone treatment exposed a small proportion of them as being in a dormant state. And so that's the problem. The team says the sleeper cells may also provide clues as to why some breast cancer cells become resistant to treatment, causing a patient's drug to stop working and their cancer to return. So we don't have anything better at the moment, but what we're using is not that good either, Peter. So,
well, maybe I'm dumb, but, you know, when they're sleeping, can't they get rid of them, literally get rid of them at that time?
Well, that's it. I think, and we don't talk about them on air here because they're a bit too technical, but most of the successful cancer treatment of the research of the last year or two that I read about, and there's a lot of them that I do read about, are targeted treatment. They put them, you know, they put the treatments in T cells and these, like the one we talked about the other week with the, you know, gold particles, nanomites or whatever the heck they call them, gold particles that they put into the prostate and then treated, 100% cure they had. And as an outpatient for prostate cancer, Peter, those are the treatments that I think that researchers see. You can't kill half the body trying to kill the cancer and then not even succeed doing that. They're all these targeted cells where they go, they seek out the cancer cells and then do their work on them. And much research going into that, Peter, to try and get away from these chemotherapies, your blanket sort of things, and also radiotherapy. So they all have their part now, but hopefully, you know, it's going to be like the prostate cancer cure we talked about the other week. You know, as an outpatient, zap, treatment, and then you go home and have your glass of wine and, you know, dinner. You know, life carries on, Peter. That's the objective.
Yes.
But, you know, we're not there. But it's amazing. There's probably 10 articles a week that I read when we're looking for what we'll talk about on the air where they're talking about targeted cancer treatment. And, you know, some of them, like I think this prostate cancer one, it's going to be available very, very quickly because it's not an invasive procedure. Therefore, it doesn't need, you know, like regulation by the authorities like drugs do. So I think they'll get approval very quickly. Already have approval for human tests because that was a human test we were talking about with the cure of prostate cancer. So, you know, I think that'll be available very quickly for everybody, Peter. It's the second largest killer of males. So we need to get into that, you know.
Well, I think have two friends that are in that situation. It'd be nice to see. Pardon me, I'm getting all froggy. Pardon me. It'd be nice to see that, you know, they get something simple because I've seen them attempting to tolerate the chemotherapy. And really it's even to watch is enough to make you feel really bad.
No, I agree, Peter. So it's great. As I said, I do read about a lot of stuff, but I try and keep it to stuff, Peter, you and I can relate to. So we're doing well here. We don't suffer gout, which is good. We also have our flu shots, so we're less likely to have blood pressure problem related death. So not that I have blood pressure particularly, although I've noticed probably that when I do physical exercise now, I think my blood pressure goes up.
That's a pretty natural reaction there.
Yeah, I think it is.
You've got the same thing I've got.
Cough, cough. Yes, I do. Well, actually, I made the mistake just before we came on air. I opened the fireplace to check its state, filled the house with smoke, Peter. So,
So you're number one on the popularity list this morning.
Yes. I had to open up all the doors because I thought, gee, I'm going to go on the air here and the alarm's going to go off.
It's a wonder you weren't chased out of the house.
Well, I've got the door closed here. I'm trying to keep the smoke in the other room, but no, we actually, the fireplace has been working very well since we cleaned the chimney last week. We had a problem. We had a blocked chimney. If you burn in these airtight stoves, Peter, for those of you that don't have them, if you burn soft wood, anything other than hardwood like eucalyptus, you can plug your chimney up very quickly because a lot of tars and creosote, you know, in those types of woods. And boy, they plug up the chimney really quickly.
That'd be a fire hazard too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would. Well, I think you smoke yourself out before the fire starts, Peter. So, yeah, it blocks. Once the chimney blocks, I can tell you, the house gets smoky.
And you run like hell. Mate, we've got to get some of that beautiful organic wine out to people.
We do. Acellawines.com.au. Give us a call. Mix and match down to a 9-pack free delivery Australia-wide, Peter. No excuses. Or come and see us at the Broke Village Fair. We're going to be there on Sunday. It's a great, great day for families. And entry is just by a gold coin donation, Peter. That's all to get in.
Simple, isn't it? And of course, that goes to charity.
Yeah. If you can't afford it, then it's free. If you can afford it, they appreciate a gold coin donation.
You'll make them give them two.
Yeah, well, they put on a great show, Peter. It's all volunteer work, and it's the way the local association in Broke, you know, raises funds to do community projects and things like that. They don't raise much, and they do all the setup, Peter. The volunteers do all the garbage work. They do the security. They do everything. So, you know, to try and make sure that 100% of the money that they raise goes to worthwhile community, you know, events and projects. So it's great, and it's great to support them. It's a great day. They often get, like, I'd say way over 100, maybe 150 vintage cars and old machinery and things. So it's quite interesting.
I love the cars. Mate, gee, I tell you what, great to catch up with you today.
Yeah, great, Peter. And if you do get a chance to get out, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Yep, I'll work on that instantly.
Yeah. Okay, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks very much. Jeff from Acella Wine. That is acellawines.com.au.